الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk, just as a reminder for ourselves again that today is the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and read more Durood Sharif. On a daily basis also, Allah give us tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif, and then on the day of Jumu'ah to even read much more. Together with that, we should make dua, and we should make effort also to gain the knowledge of every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then to make amal, or to have the love for every sunnah. We should cultivate and give priority over everything to the sunnahs of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah give us the tawfiq to make amal also on every sunnah. And then to propagate it and to get other people also to practice upon every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Together with that also, may Allah give us tawfiq to make namaz the object of our lives also. That we become true, complete namazis, and we make an effort that the whole ummah become namazis also. So in quantity also, that we, our families, neighborhood, the whole ummah. And in quality also, that we become what are called namazis. Not just casual here and there, but what are called namazis. Every aspect, may Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us tawfiq to remember our parents also in our du'as regularly. All family members, my parents particularly, we should make du'a for them. Moreover, if they have passed away, but even if they are living, we should make du'a. And if they have passed away, make it salih sawab. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. This is one of the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in the Ayat-e Karima which I have recited. And it applies to us, to all times, to each one of us. Allah is addressing the believers and says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. So Allah Ta'ala expects also that the believers will respond to this call. So Allah is addressing them that we should fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this particular command which Allah has referred to here, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself, protect yourself and your families also from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, the Mufassirin raise a question that the Quran has come to make amal in dunya, and here we are asked to save our families from the fire of Jahannam. But the fire of Jahannam is not here, not here. So how are we, if we have seen the fire here in this world, and if we envisage and we see, we imagine the fire is here, won't we want to save ourselves, our families from that fire? Definitely. That fire, the raging fires of Jahannam, as the Quran Sharif in many places explains what that raging fire will be. Waves of fire that will come to a person. And how severe they will be. If we have to see that, then everyone will want to save himself. And who has got love for his family, he will want to save them from these fires. So we should just emphasize the fire, just a little fire, just the steam of water, hot boiling water. Where can we tolerate that steam? And Allah save us when people get burnt with this, scald with boiling water, just with the steam. And usually it is not the fire also that burns people to death and they die, but the thing that kills them is the smoke of the fire. That also is terrible. On the one side, this pure oxygen which we are getting, we should appreciate it greatly, very greatly. And at the time of a fire, that smoke of that fire, it chokes you completely. And that is so terrible, terrible in itself. And all the other explanation in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of the fire of Jahannam, Allah protect us all very, very completely and our families. So Allah in his this is an ayat of mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't an ayat of the that Allah is sort of hard against us, harsh against us, but it is His great mercy that He has forewarned us. Warned us here in this, and this is the place of amal, as it comes in the hadith that the world is the place of amal and no hisab in this dunya. So from that we should understand, when we do wrong actions and we still carrying on nicely with our life, it does not mean that Allah is happy with us, because here there is an hisab. While a student is writing an imtihan, paper, while he's writing, he's not failed already. He can be writing all irrelevant things, drawing things, but he'll be allowed that time, 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever that paper is. But afterwards, when the examiner will mark it, now he will be taken to task. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dunya is darul amal, and no hisab in dunya. And akhirat is darul hisab, and no amal there. So there you can't make any amal. Here is the time to make amal. So this command also of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the whole Quran, all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, advised that when we get up in the morning, make niyat, Ya Allah, today, the rest of my life, all your commandments which are directed to me, I will fulfill all those commandments. All what you desire from me, what are the mustahabbat, the nawafil, I will fulfill all those, and I will do them in ahsan tariq, in the best way I will do it. On that niyat already we get sawab. We still got up only for tahajjud, for fajr. We haven't made tahajjud, we haven't made fajr, we haven't made asr, isha, but we made the niyat. It comes in the hadith clearly, when a person man hamma hasanatan, when a person makes irada, intention of a naik amal, he gets the sawab already of it. Wa niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi, and the niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. We all know amal, we fall short, we fall greatly short. But as far as niyat is concerned, we can make great niyat, and we can reach great heights with our niyat. So if we make all that niyat, Allah will give us the sawab. The same way, all the haram which there is, if we make niyat, Ya Allah, all the things which you have forbidden us from and which you dislike, I will totally stay away from that. On that niyat already, we get the sawab. And that niyat is also only by the tawfiq of Allah. So we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that. And then we beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make amal. When a person makes amal, it comes in the hadith, Allah multiplies that amal. Now that niyat which he made, by making the amal, it is multiplied by 10. Ila sab'i mi'atin, until 700. And then az'afa muza'afa, for whom Allah wants to, and how the quality of that amal is, Allahu Akbar. How much? Well, Allah says az'afa muza'afa, we can't imagine how much that will be. And that will be again for akhirat, where it is forever. You'll make one amal, 700 more we get multiplied by 700. Nowhere in the world, nobody, a boss says, you come to work, and you make niyat of coming to work, I'll give you sawab. And if you come to work, I will multiply your wages by 10. And if you do your work good, I'll multiply it by 700. Or I'll multiply it even much more than that. And Allah Ta'ala is that boss that there is no shortage by Allah. In the generosity of Allah, there is no shortage. In the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, there is no shortage. So Allah give us tawfiq, we make niyat to make amal on every command of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has addressed us, myself and all of us, that we must save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. If the fire was here, we know how much we should have made effort. And what it means are all those amal, all those actions that will take us to death, will take us to the fire of Jahannam. We must save ourselves completely from that. So we should consider all the time that how can I save myself also my family from all those actions that can lead me and my family to the fire of Jahannam. And it isn't only for our family. A person has got more feelings for his family. Blood relations are thick. A person loves his family. So Allah has referred, but generally for all of Muslims, the whole ummah, the whole of mankind, we should have real fikr and worry if we think of the fire of Jahannam, that Allah must protect each and every one from the fire of Jahannam, which will mean that Allah give us that Islam and Iman which Allah wants from us. And we make dua for the whole of mankind, all of jinnat, or that Allah blesses us all with that Iman by which we can get saved. And Allah Ta'ala keeps us on that our whole life. And we pass away with that, and Allah raise us with that, and out of His great mercy and kindness, grant us Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus. And that is not difficult for Allah. In His great mercy and kindness, it is for us to beg from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And we have great hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Then just a brief translation of the balance of the ayat. Allah Ta'ala says that fire of Jahannam, we have to look at the Quran Sharif wholly. Different places, different explanations are given. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسِ وَالْحِجَارَةِ The fuel of the fire of Jahannam is man-nas. And the fuel of the fire of Jahannam is rock. Hijara, stone. Stone doesn't burn. Coal burns. But then rock will burn. And how for it to ignite and to burn, how will it be? And the fuel will be man himself. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ And then on that fire, the fire itself, what an azab. But more than that, عَلَيْهَا They are appointed upon that fire to control, to punish the people of Jahannam. مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ There will be malaika, angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they will be stern and they will be harsh. Hey, those malaika, the duty which Allah explains in front again, that how stern and how harsh they were. They will be alayha malaikatun ghiladun shidad. La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum. They do not disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the least but what Allah has commanded them. What Allah has commanded them to do, they will do. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ And what they have been commanded to do, they will do. They won't have any mercy whatsoever. It comes in the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif. In the qabr, those malaika which are sent, they are of this quality, that they will do 100% what Allah has commanded them. But Allah has made them blind and deaf. So they don't see the suffering of the person in the qabr. They don't hear his screaming also. Even if they had heard, and even if they had seen, it wouldn't have moved them. They will do what they have been commanded to do. And they hit that person with a hammer, that if the biggest mountain of the world, if it's hit one time, it will split into, it will become just smitherings. Nothing will be left of it. And they ask, may Allah protect us. And that is why Allah has given us this life of dunya. That is why Allah has given us Quran Sharif and has forewarned us of all these things for ourselves also, our families also. These are things that we should consider very, very greatly. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ And then further Allah Ta'ala says, there was يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا in this ayat. You now, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا الْيَوْمِ Don't make excuses today. Don't say, I didn't know. Don't say, I had this problem. Allah says, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا الْيَوْمِ إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ You will be just given that which you have been, what you have been doing. It will now just translate and now the result of it will come. What your exam paper was, Now the result of it will come. May Allah have mercy, protect us all, forgive us all, and Allah Ta'ala cover our faults. So we should be think of this ayat in all our matters. For example, there is a wedding in the family, and we know that there are wrong things going to happen. The man and woman will intermingle. Was a carefree, there is no restriction whatsoever. Music will be blaring there also. Videos will be taken, photos will be taken. All wrong things will be happening. So when we know that, on the one hand, we got no power to stop it. We can't tell those family people, don't do this. We find ourselves weak. That was our first command. Man ra'a minkum munkaran, who are from amongst you sees any wrongdoing, fal yughayyirhu biyadih. Then with the force of your hand, change it. But if you can't, and there are a lot of sharait conditions for you to be able to do this, ulama have written. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali has explained. You see, a poor person, he is walking on the road, and he's got a radio, for example, or his cell phone nowadays, he's listening to music, it is loud. Now you become, in your josh of iman, you become infuriated and cross, and you go to him and you hit him and you stop him with the force of your hand. He goes and calls his all family members. Now when they all come, they start hitting you, and they might even kill you. So you didn't have that. What it means, you must have the ability to stop it, that no repercussions must come. Like an Islamic government, if the government, like Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Washamsi wa Duhaha, وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا, Allah doesn't fear any retaliation. Nobody can do anything to Allah. So if you have that power, then you can go stop it. But now a family wedding is taking place, some other things which are wrong, you can't stop it. So you can't do that. And فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. And if you can't, فَبِلِسَانِي, then with your tongue speak out. But even if you can't speak out with your tongue, you also fear people will become your enemies or they will harm you, then فَبِقَلْبِ, then with your heart, that is, make dua. And the other thing, with your heart, think of ways in your heart, how I got no influence. This is my great grandfather. This is this person. They are doing these things. What can I do? I can't even speak. I have to have respect for them. But I know my grandfather's brother, he will be able to speak to him. And I got a good relationship with him. So think of ways how we can get around it and stop it. But if we can't even do that, then in our heart let us realize it's wrong. We shouldn't be doing. And with that together, then also we don't take part in it. That at least we can do. That we don't attend that function. We don't go to that wedding. And today it's not only weddings, but walima functions also. How lot wrong is taking place in our walima functions also. Not only walima, which is a pure deeni thing, but we don't do it. Our weddings also, the walima, the wedding, everything is Islamic. The nikah is Islamic, walima is Islamic, but the way we do it, everything against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So at such times, let us not be part and parcel of all these things. Similarly, today Quran Sharif khatams also have become such that many wrong things take place there also. It's such an honorable, auspicious occasion with Allah's mercy coming down. But there also, of the many things that go wrong, one is extravagance, which is totally out of the limit. Where even if it's a walima, just the cutlery and the plates, etc., how many they put also. And then the serviettes or the tissues, they also are arranged in such a way. Then the tag that comes on top of whatever, the beautiful little covering of it, and all the extras. And at the time when one person from South Africa went to India for Qurbani, and he says he saw with his eyes They're dogs and human beings. Muslims. These human beings are Muslims. They are fighting with dogs for the bones that are thrown in their dustbins. That those Muslims also haven't even got that little what is left on the bones. Just to suck it off, etc. or something. They haven't got so much, and they're fighting with the dogs. The dogs usually go to the dustbins. They take these bones. And when Muslims are suffering like this, we know the refugees in Syria, we know the refugees in Burma, the conditions in Palestine, how many places around us, how many places? Yeah, in our country, in how many places in Africa, people haven't got water to drink. A person, a woman folk have to walk how many kilometers to go and collect that water and bring it home. How they treasure that water. And here in the madrasa also we see, we come to the masjid, the taps we open and just let the water flow. While we are washing our hands casually, the water is flowing. While we are making miswak, Allah give us tawfiq of miswak, but the water is flowing all this wastage. It's not tolerated at all. It's a very dangerous thing. So all these things, whatever they are, we have to train our families. The usage of electricity, whether it's a madrasa, it's meant for us to use, but to abuse it, to leave the lights on, to leave the taps open, water is just running, etc. Whether if we don't do it now in our homes, how are we going to do? All this Allah warns us, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." This will lead to the fire of Jahannam. We have to be very, very vigilant on all these things for ourselves also, our families also, whatever else is happening, and we know it's against the command of Allah Ta'ala. So save ourselves. Fortunate are those people who look at it that time, this is the fire of Jahannam. How can I go? One doctor, he went to a university to enroll his son. Good pious Muslim doctor in Jamaat. When he says, when I went there and I saw the conditions there, I thought to myself, I must pay for my son to send him to Jahannam. He says, I can never do that. He came away with his son. He didn't enroll him, didn't register him, of the conditions which were there. So that iman Allah gives us. That he says that this is Jahannam here. And which comes in the Hadith Sharif also, that Jahannam has been covered with all things that entice us. That we feel this is enjoyable, this is fun. How many of our youngsters say today, I'm deprived of fun. I can't have fun. No, this is not fun. This is that fire of Jahannam. Shaitan only makes it look like this in our eyes, that this is greatly enjoyable. This is a boy, the father asked him, he's in a Darul Ulum, what are you deprived of? Aren't you getting all your... He said, I'm getting everything, but everyone else, they are just having fun wherever they are. I'm deprived of it. So if a person comes to that he actually sees all these haram things, wherever they are, he sees them as fire of Jahannam, then everyone will save himself. And if we don't reach that stage, then at least know the a'mal which Allah has made. And Allah is not an oppressor. Allah is not against us that He made this hard for us. This is haram for you. That is haram for you. It is that what was harmful for us, that is going to cause us great harm, that Allah Ta'ala has made haram for us. Not on the Jews, Allah has made certain things haram which were good in themselves, but as a punishment for them. Allah made good things also. But in our Shariat, nothing like that. Only what is out and out bad for us, which will harm us terribly, Allah made those things haram for us. So it is the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we should see in all the matters in our lives, wherever we are, when we are speaking, our children, their language we should see. We should see that language which is going to take them to the fire of Jahannam. Lying, for example. Today, very sadly, we teach our children to lie. If somebody phones for us, just make a sign, just that I'm not here, I'm gone out or something. We are lying and we are teaching the child to lie. And the punishment of lying amongst the very many, one comes that the person with the scissor of fire, he will be cut from his lips here up to his ear. And then the other side, by then this side will have come right already. And then again he will, Allah save us all. And today lying is just a, It means absolutely nothing. Just to one time, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was here in Azadwar at Haji Sulaiman Kaka's place, and Hazrat was leaving now. So I made a little joke, something. So Hazrat listened, but then immediately Hazrat told me, and what about the lie which is included in that joke, which we know is not like a lie. We don't take it as a lie. It's just something which we're just talking. But Hazrat defined it as a lie and said, what about that? Make tawbah from that guna. And if we don't make tawbah, and Allah accepts, Allah is most merciful and kind. It comes in the Hadith Sharif to this extent, that if we just heard something and we narrate it without finding out whether it is the truth or not, that is enough for you to be written by Allah as a liar. And today lying is anything. We talk about deeny matters, but just to save our skin, so to say, we lie. And we keep on lying. Lying has become so common. And today to take qasam on lies means nothing also. And to say so much, I've got Allah in front of me, I fear Qiyamah, and we say something, and everyone knows it's a lie. So how many other gunas? So qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. In our homes, how many times ghibat carries on? And we promote it, we encourage it. Of family members, that family we don't like, something happened there, now we start talking about them, somebody else. And to control ghibat is also very, very difficult. And ghibat is so common also, so much so that almost all our buzurgs who wrote on ghibat, they say that even the pious and the learned are involved in this guna. And ghibat also, such one Arab, we were having meals together, and he explained that on the bridge of Sirat, when a person will have covered about 70%, now it's just near Jannat, then that place will come, that those who commit ghibat, they will fall down there. Allah protect us all. And with all this, there is no other way out for us but tawbah and istighfar. And Allah is so kind that He forgives. We are making gunas not by wholesale. We are like manufacturers of gunas. We just committing gunas one way. And no tawbah and istighfar in our lives. No nadamat. No sorrow that we have that I've lived my life of so many sins. At the present I'm still filled with so many sins. So this is all very important that we become conscious of this. And this ayat of Allah, which is a great mercy, that whenever we see anything wrong, at least save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when Dajjal will come, Allah protect us from the fitness of Dajjal. And at the moment the muqaddamat, the introductions of all the Dajjal's fitness are all widespread, open everywhere. At that time, it comes that your woman folk, you'll have to fasten them, you'll have to chain them with chains of steel, in order to save them to running after Dajjal. Dajjal, his attraction will be so much, people will just be drawn and they will go behind him. At the moment, there is a soccer tournament anywhere in the world carrying on, World Cup. People will get up 2 o'clock in the morning to watch it. Normally, alright, our people, soccer, cricket, we take part and we're more interested in that. Boxing, not so much. But some boxing is taking place. 3, 4 o'clock in the morning somewhere, we will be up to watch that. Rugby. We are not so much into rugby. But for that also we'll watch. We don't even know really what the rules are and who's winning, who's what is happening. But we have to be watching. When this is the case of our man, any small attraction anywhere, we are just drawn out. It's like such a strong magnet, we can't keep ours. That magnet is pulling us. Allah's command is, don't go. Stop yourself. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself. Save your families from the fire of Jahannam. All this is, it depends from which side are we looking at it. We look at it from dunya side, must keep the unity of the family, keep the unity of friends, of the town people, we also all take part, and then from Sharia we'll justify it. That Al Quran tells us that idkhalu surur fi qalbi al mu'min, to enter happiness in the heart of a believer, أفضل من عبادة الثقلين. It's more better than the ibadat of jinn and man put together. We'll find our dalil in Shariat, but we are looking at it from this side, we'll come to a complete wrong conclusion. And we'll do the wrong things. And if we look at it from reality, from Allah's point of view, from Quran and Hadith, from Akhirat's point of view, and then we will come to a complete different solution result and conclusion. And at the same time also, we must remember that it has been mentioned in the Hadith that as time will come, for to practice upon deen will be like holding burning amber coal in your hand. It's going to be difficult. If you want to practice, if you want to do it just as you want to make everyone happy, we are all one and we are happy, easy to live your life. No conscience, we become desensitized about qabr, about akhirat, no worry about it. And that is what it is. Counselors, we go to, a person got depression, don't worry of your problem in that. Just you make yourself happy. Just imagine that there is no problem. You can't. We can't act like an ostrich. And we just put our head in the ground and no problem. No, we have to face reality. And reality will come out in Akhirah when we'll realize that dunya is nothing. May Allah give us tawfiq. For me, I'm the worst and the most sinful. We all fall in the traps. But Allah Ta'ala save us and let us understand this command and save ourselves and our families from all wrong that is taking place. May Allah Ta'ala help us and guide us. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله.